We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, we are joined this morning by Mark Walters with Armed American Radio, and we appreciate getting him on here again at AA Radio there on Twitter. You can follow him. Mark, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark. Always a pleasure. Love
it. Yeah, how disappointing and but not surprising that in the wake of the ambush shooting of two police officers in California, Joe Biden's response is, oh, we need more gun control. We need to limit magazine sizes and stop assault weapons. That was his response to two police officers being shot by a criminal.
Joe Biden's an idiot. And listen, when that's exactly true. When you talk about exploitation, this is a prime example of it. The individual walked up, the murderer walked up to two police officers, one of them, a 31-year-old mother of a 6-year-old. It's just insane. Another one, a 24-year-old, both out of the academy, taking their oath about 14 months earlier, walks up with a handgun, shoots both officers in the head, and flees, and Biden calls for banning assault weapons. Okay? It's just more proof positive that Biden's not there.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's true.
He's not there.
He has no answer for these things. It's all these stock answers that he's been giving for the last 40 years, roughly. He's got a plan out there. People, all they have to do is go to his website. He's called for a gun buyback. He wants to ban these so-called assault weapons, although technically there's no such thing as an assault weapon.
Right. And, you know, I'm glad you referenced JoeBiden.com, because listeners, I want you to go to JoeBiden.com. It's not just the two of us crazy gun nuts that are saying this to you. It's right there. Mark just told you it's laid out on his website. He lays out for you the three-step process to ban your weapons. It's right there on his webpage. The first page, the first one, is to ban assault weapons. That's his first deal. He wants to ban them. The second one is he wants to register your guns, which is universal registration, by making all of those guns that are already out there in the wild, you know, like yours, tens of millions of them. He wants you to have to register those with the National Firearms Act, the NFA, which is exactly what you have to do with a machine gun. So he wants to turn them into machine guns. So now he wants to ban importation of them and future sales. He wants you to be required to register them through the NFA and pay a tax stamp like it's a machine gun. And then number three is forced confiscation through government buybacks. So that's your laid out step right there. Ban, register, buyback. There's no such thing as a buyback. I'm not selling you anything you never owned.
Thank you.
I'm not giving to you. If you want it, come and take it, and good luck with that. It's that simple.
Yeah, this kills me, the whole idea of a buyback. We're going to have a buyback program. Well, you know what? I didn't buy it from you to begin with. How can you buy it back? It's insanity that they want to confiscate weapons. They've tried this in the state of Illinois, and we've been able to go to court. I know, several organizations have gone to court. Gun owners, probably the Second Amendment Foundation, have gone to court and stopped them from doing that.
Yeah, Second Amendment Foundation has won numerous cases in regards to that. We need a Supreme Court decision. We need it desperately.
Yes.
But the time for that decision is not upon us yet. the four justices that refused to take one of those 10 cases a couple months ago literally saved the Second Amendment. Because as you and I spoke about on a previous program, we don't know what Justice Roberts is going to do, nor did the other four. So by not taking one of those cases, they may very well have saved the Second Amendment from obliteration because of Justice Roberts. You know, it's important to point these things out and make people remember exactly what's at stake on November 3rd. Exactly, because your Second Amendment freedoms are literally on the line.
Mark Walters, I'm so glad you pointed that out. And I'll be honest with you, in the face of what the public is seeing on their television screen daily from around the country on their Facebook feed, with officers being attacked, with cities being burned over false narratives, more and more people are coming into the gun store that sponsors this program, The Range, and I know a lot of other gun stores. These are first-time gun buyers who've never owned one before, who suddenly feel a need to protect themselves. And if they're paying attention, these same Democrats need to look at who's at the head of their ticket this year.
Yeah, and you know, I don't believe that those people will go through the process, and in many cases go through the process in states like California and Massachusetts and Illinois, where they have to get a card, a license, in order to then buy a gun.
Yeah.
And then have to wait 30 days or 10 days, whatever they voted for. Most of those people are going, hey, wait a minute. What do you mean I've got to wait 10 days before I can take my gun home? They're seeing that light. I don't believe those people all of a sudden want to go, I'm going to go through this whole ridiculous process that I voted for, and then I'm going to vote for Joe Biden so we get more of the same. I don't see that happening. I just don't. You know. But listen, here, it's a crazy world we live in. Lancaster, Pennsylvania is on fire now. Why? Because a man charging a police officer with a butcher knife was put down.
Yeah. You know what that was?
In what world isn't that okay?
That was an assault knife. I mean, he had it raised in the air, ready to stab the police officer, pulls out a gun and shoots the guy, and now the police officer is being called into question for his actions. We live in an insane world.
It's upside down. Obviously, I think the officer is going to be fine. That's why the Lancaster police released that video immediately.
Yes.
You know, this guy's charging a police officer. 99% of America says, in what world is that wrong? The other 1% gets all the airplay, and the sister is out saying, he just had a moment. Well, so did the cop, and he's alive because he had a moment, thank God. You know, here's the thing. Here's what Forrest Gump said. It happens. It happens. I'm going to charge a police officer today with a knife in a moment, and you know, I'm going to get shot. Well, it happens.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You should know that happens. You should know that happens. If you charge a police officer with a knife, you should know it happens. You know?
Mark Walters, listen, I appreciate the dose of common sense, brother. Thank you. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is the website, and we'll be listening.
Absolutely. Thanks, man. Appreciate it
much.
Always have a great time.
You bet. We'll talk to you very soon at AA Radio if you want to follow him there on Twitter. Mark does such a great job of driving home these common sense points.
Get more at 971talk.com.